It's 9/11 now. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has sparked some protest by signing anti-gay legislation over the summer. Now an openly gay American will be hosting the 2013 Miss Universe competition in Moscow. Joining us live is that man himself, Thomas Roberts, the anchor from MSNBC Live. Thomas, good morning and welcome to WTOP. Nice having you with us.
Thanks so much. Nice to be here.
So what are your expectations as you head off and prepare for this trip to Moscow? What do you think awaits you?
You know, I'm really not sure. You know, I know that what my schedule says, so a lot of work awaits me. As we ramp up to Saturday night's broadcast, I have a bit of downtime in between, and it's during that time that I'm actually going to continue working, doing what I love, and that's reporting and storytelling. So I look forward to getting on the ground there, and as you point out, there has been a lot of media coverage on Vladimir Putin and the propaganda law that went into effect earlier this year, and what that means to the influence of events that are being held in Russia, whether it be the Miss Universe competition or the Sochi Olympics, and the concern for, you know, LGBT people around the world and those who consider themselves to be straight allies, and what that means, what this law means, and also what the direction of this law seems to indicate about Russia and some deeply entrenched homophobia.
Now, apparently another candidate to host the show, Bravo star Andy Cohen, turned the job down because of safety concerns as a gay man. Do you have any concerns about your own safety going over there?
You know, I've given this a lot of critical thinking, and I have, you know, we walk around all the time concerns about our safety. In all honesty, I'm not overly concerned about it. I think that I go there on a different set of privileges. I think many of us have seen some of the very disturbing and violent videos that have been born out of Russia recently, where people in the LGBT community have been targeted for violence and mockery, which is completely disturbing and shameful. You know, I'm going there on with a different mindset. I know what American soil is like, and I'm looking to learn what it's like to be over there and learning a lot of different Russian stories of the LGBT community there, so I can share them back here at home.
Well, that will be fascinating. One of the reasons I read that you were doing this was because you wanted to offer a message of hope. Can you explain that?
Well, I thought that this was, as you point out, you know, Andy has done this show in the past. He chose not to accept the opportunity this time around or want to be a part of it. But, you know, I think that the LGBT community internationally, that we have a place at the table. And, you know, in many countries we might not like our seat, but I don't think we should give it up. So I think that by going there, my husband Patrick's going to be in attendance with me. I think for those people who are willing to learn about me and know that I'm a professionally successful, personally successful, and those two things don't have to be mutually exclusive because I'm gay, I think that's an important message to send. And there are some people who honestly have been critical, and I understand and I respect that too about my decision to go. But for those people that would be critical, who might be part of the LGBT community, they're obviously in a better place. They don't need any message that I can provide to them because they feel strong enough to stand on their own two feet and voice some opposition. So when I said a message of hope, I mean that for, you know, people that are coming up, people that are struggling as I did with identifying, as a gay person, and that, you know, this is an interesting fact about me. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. And so I go with a lot of pride.
Excellent. Well, I hope it's a great trip for you, Thomas. Hope it's a good gig and it turns out to be everything you hope it will be.
Yeah. Hope it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We should chat again on the 11th when I get back.
You got a deal.
We'll do it.
Take the temperature then.
All right.
See
got
how
a deal.
I did.
Good
you
idea, Thomas. Thanks so much and have a good trip. Thomas Roberts, anchor of MSNBC Live.